We're talking with Izzy Eisbach of Nottoway Valley Girls Basketball. She was named first team All-State by both the coaches and the Print Sports Writers Association, and she joins us here on KSOM. And Izzy, congratulations for the Print Sports Writers. I know you were third team as a freshman, second team as a sophomore, and now you get to be first team All-State. How's that feel for you?
It feels pretty great. I'm very excited about it.
What does it mean just to be named first team All-State? Has that been a goal of yours all along?
Yeah, it's been something I've been working for since freshman year. And like you said, I've kind of worked my way up through the years. And last year I was kind of bummed that I got second team. So I knew that the goal first this year was to get first team. And I just think that my work kind of showed, and I'm very glad that I finally got it.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you lead the entire state in points scored, in points per game. I mean, the numbers are just sick. Sometimes players that aren't on winning basketball teams are not necessarily honored, but they didn't ignore you at all, did they? I mean, that must feel pretty good for you to get that honor.
Yeah, I know our team didn't have the best record this year, but I appreciate all the accolades because I do think that my numbers are important, but you know, it's because of the whole team. Like, our team did do some really good things this year, and I owe it all to them. So it is very nice to get recognized.
So what's the off season going to be like for you to prepare for your senior year?
I've already started preparing for this AAU upcoming season. So, you know, just kind of working every day. I try and get a ton of shots up. I try and make over 1,000 threes in a week. And, you know, I'm going to be playing a little bit all over the United States this summer, and I'm very excited for that opportunity. It's a great opportunity, and I see some great competition. So just constantly preparing, and then by the time next year rolls around, I'll be ready to go.
When you look back at this past season, what stood out the most for you?
What stood out the most to me was that our team, like, no matter how much adversity, like, we struggled a lot with injuries this year. And I thought that our effort each game, like, only got better. We kind of started off slow. We gave some good teams some good games, but I was just really proud of the effort that we all showed. And I think that by our last game against Shenandoah, you could just tell that we all really cared. And that's just something that I found awesome, and that only the effort kept, like, increasing each game. So that's something that stood out to me. And I thought we got better throughout the season. So it was great.
How do you feel like you grew as a player?
As a player, I think I grew because each game I kind of had to recognize how I was going to score. That was my main role. So recognizing what the defense gave me, I feel like I got better at that each game. Sometimes it took me a while to see if I had a better opportunity to drive or shoot. So just recognizing what was the best way for me to score each game.
Was there any part of your game that you felt like you were able to improve on more than other parts?
I'd say I had to improve shooting off the dribble and creating my own shots. So that's something me and my dad, we constantly work on. And I think I did see improvements in that this year.
Okay. So what's your main focus going into the offseason on your particular game? And what would you like to work on the most?
Yeah, I think I need to work on playing off 2 feet the most. A lot of times I get into that Euro step, and it works sometimes, but it's definitely easier to score off 2 feet. So just getting comfortable with that, and then being able to speed up my shot, because there's some times where I can't get it off as quick as I'd like to. So those are probably the two things I'm going to work on the most, and then just really dialing in on free throws, because easy shots that I need to make.
The off season should be interesting because Orient Maxburg, their school system is folding, so you're going to get some reinforcements from that school system. I guess a couple of players, the leading scorers from that team, is going to be in the playing for Nottoway Valley next year. How exciting is that to see some help on the way with these players going and wearing the purple Wolverine jersey next year?
Yes, I am incredibly excited about this. It's very unfortunate that their school is closing down, but I've gotten to get kind of close with a couple of the Orient girls, and the ones that I think are coming to play with us, I'm really excited about it. They bring some size and a lot of skills, so I think that that is only going to help us, and I'm excited to work with them this summer and see where we start the season off.
And what does this mean for the team for next year and the prospects for next year in your last season at Nottoway Valley?
I think this is only going to benefit us and definitely going to give us some size, going to give us some more advantages. And if we can just find a way to work all together, and we got some incoming freshmen, I think, that are going to be good, that care about basketball, really like the sport. So I'm just really excited for my last year, and hopefully we can leave it all out there.
So besides basketball, what else do you like to do during the off season?
Well, I've started track, and I think I'm going to do softball again. It's really hard to participate fully in those because I'm gone a lot for basketball. But, just staying in shape and playing other sports, as many sports as I can, spend time with my friends.
Very good. Well, Izzy, it's always good to talk to you. Congratulations again on getting first team All-State, and we look forward to seeing you down the road. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Izzy Eisbach, junior from Nottoway Valley, first team All-State in basketball with us here on KSOM.